Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lir Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding a Sanhedrin Dafain. The Mishnah Udaf tells us the Mitzoyer Moyer is Chayav only when he eats meat and drinks wine. But the Mishnah adds which wine it is. Yain Aitelki. Rashi says it's a very fine and good wine that will cause him to drink more. Interesting enough, we don't mention anything about a fine meat. The Gemara mentions throughout Shas that a basar shor is a better meat. It doesn't require to have any special meat. And now, the Rabbah, we get to the Gemara, it sounds that even though the wine maybe is not fully diluted, it's still a fine wine as we saw in the Mishnah, but the meat is not fully cooked. It's meat that put on the coals. So what's shot in this chiluk that the wine is supposed to be very fine wine where the meat does not have to be? And furthermore, as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara goes on and to say the issues that you have with wine and how wine brought yelola to the world and bad things to the world. The Gemara does not mention anything about meat. The meat causes such bad things. Veluli de mistafina, I didn't see anybody else saying it, but maybe ef shaloyma, that you see from our Gemara that really the main thing is the wine. The bensoyer and moyer is nidar in the wine. But why does he have to eat meat? Not because of the meat, but because of the wine. Meaning that wine is much more enjoyable when you drink it while you're eating meat. And this is very meduic in the Yad Ramah, because the Yad Ramah learns that what does it mean that he's eating kibosar kovi, not on the coal, but he's eating the meat between the barrels of wine. Because he wants to be able to buy as much wine as he can. So clearly the meat is not for the meat. The meat is in order for him to drink wine and enjoy the wine more. And although I did not find him a fairish source to this, that's the mashmos that comes out from our Gemara. And this leads us to what the Gemara explains here about wine. The Gemara says that the reason the wine was created in the world was lenachem aveilim ulishalem schar l'rishayim, to comfort the aveilim and to pay for the rishayim. What's shot that the wine is meant for these things? So the Maharal says here, Davar Niflamoid. He says that the wine, by definition, wine is coming from the pnimius. Wine is covered in the grape. It's not revealed. It's Davar Nister. And we can add to the Maharal that even though oil is also coming from the olives and it's covered with olives, but the oil, the minute you squeeze it out of the olives, it's already oil. Wine, you squeeze it out of the grapes. In the beginning, it's only grape juice. To turn into wine, you have to work in it. So it's davar nister, it's davar that you don't, it's not clear, it's not apparent that it's wine. Wine represents something which is hidden. Says the Maharal, that's why it says that the schar lo sidlovoi is yain mishumor banovov. The schar of Olam Habo is represented by wine. Because wine is davar nister. And Schar Olam Habo is Davar Nister that we don't see. The Maharal, in the end of Sefik Vurus Hashem, he has something called Hilchis Yayin Nesech, where he explains over there the reason, the oimik, why we're not allowed to drink wine with a goy. And he goes and explains that the difference between a Jew and a goy is only a pnimius difference. It's only an eternal, something Nister. Because outside, the bodies look the same. So what's the difference? It's what you have inside, the neshama. Wine represents Nister. So therefore, specifically by wine is where a Jew needs to separate himself from a goy. And he goes on to say, that's what the Gemara said earlier in Daf Lamed Ches, that Yain is Gematria Soid. Yain means 70, Gematria of Soid, the numeric value of secret. It's not just a coincidence. Wine represents Nister because it's hidden, because it's not ready. And that's what a Soid is, something which is Nister. So continues the Maharal here and says that that's why the Rishoyim, they get a reward in this world. That's their Tzchar Olam Haba. There's a reward of Olam Haba they're supposed to get. They get in this world. And that's why they get it specifically with wine. Because wine brings the Tzchar, which is Nister. And that's what you're giving to the Rishoyim in this world. And this gives the Nechama to the Avelim. Because what is the sadness? What are they mourning? The mourning the Neshama that left the world. So he explains, because this world, the neshama is not existing anymore in this world. So in a sense, in this world, there was misa, there was death. How do you overcome that sadness? By taking something which is beyond this world, which is nister, which is coming from a place which is much higher. And that's the idea of the wine. So wine brings out the hidden nekuda that you don't see. It's not revealed. And that's why it belongs specifically to Avelim, and that's why it belongs to the Rishayim. Mimele Ev Shaloymer. That's the reason that in Soiru Moire, as we said in the beginning of this year, the basar is only part of the wine. So the main definition, the main thing that categorizes a Bensoyer Moire is the wine. Why? Because we're going to see in the next daf, Bensoyer Nidol Shem Soifli. Bensoyer is not what you see on the surface. You see with a hidden part, which will come later. So that's why it's Mizgal, it's revealed through wine specifically. According to the Maharal, the wine reveals the hidden Nekuda. That's why Bensoyer Moire is being revealed through wine. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.